Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you say something to it? Would you give me your full name, sir?
Hubert L.
And what does the L mean?
Hubert Leroy.
Leroy?
L-E-R-O-Y.
And could you tell me the county we're in? Can you tell me the county we're in, sir?
I couldn't catch it, sonny boy.
The county, sir?
Jackson County.
Oh, I see. Is this the same county as...
Oh, yes.
As...
Pascagoula.
Pascagoula?
Yeah.
Can you spell your name for me? Your last name, sir?
Is the proper word. This is the way they say it, but we spell it a little flat. Southern Broom.
Right. And the town we're in is called...
You know what?
Do you know the town we're in, sir?
Town.
Yeah, right here.
Well, I get our mail out of Ocean Springs, but we're voted Van Cleve, a little preset up there.
So the town we're in is...
Jackson County.
Yes, sir, but there's a little town outside here.
It's Van Cleve.
Van Cleve, right.
That's our school.
And can you tell me how you spell that? Van?
V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E.
And the state is?
Mississippi.
Mr. Can you tell me where you were born?
Right up the road there, about a half a mile.
Half a mile?
That's it, yeah.
So you pretty much live at this address all your life? This
yes.
Black right here.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me your address here? What the road is? Mr. Can you tell me your age now?
75. I'll be 76 in August.
Okay. And your occupation, you were... Can you tell me exactly what you did through your life?
Well, I first started out, just labor.
Yes, sir.
And then I married and I worked 2 days after then for labor. And then I went out for myself. My first was trucks hauling, and then later along got into the butcher business and bought and sold cattle for about 20 years. And then the government come along and asked me to build a better slaughterhouse. They said I'd found it better equipped than anybody for Mobile and New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But that I'd have to build a better one. And I couldn't see where it was financially for me to do it, best for me, and anyhow, I was cooked up with it, the way it was run, and we had to get these little old stamps. I was wholesaling the meat, and we had to get these little old stamps and count them out at night, and it would take all night to count out 2,000 or 3,000 of them, or 4,000 or 5,000, put them in envelopes and deposit them in the bank. So I figured I'd better get out of something that was killing me.
Yes.
Night and day. And so then I made up my mind I wanted to farm, and that I'd believe I could make a go. Me and an old man had a good long talk about it, Mr. Jim was his name.